Good morning, honorable members. My name is Nicolette Mbarkan, and I am a teacher for the Pathology.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Imani Badawi. I'm one of the students of the Pathology.
Good morning, honorable members. My name is Kenneth Nkoko, and I'm coming from the Institute of Pathology Education.
Morning, honorable chair and honorable members. My name is Mpho. My last name is Kirika. I'm the president of the Pathology College Committee.
Morning, honorable members. My name is Mpho. I'm the president of the staff.
You ask also Honourable Mark here, Honourable Bailey, to introduce himself as well to the committee, and then you can maybe also ask the Chief of Staff to make the time as well.
Good morning, Zakiri Mbele, member from the...
My name is Jerome Mark here. I'm a member of...
My name is Dixon Mukono, and I'm a parliamentary liaison officer in the minister.
It's you from civil society.
Morning, everyone. My name is Paula. I'm from ECB.
I'm Kate. I'm
a journalist
of the People's Assembly website.
Good morning, honourable members. I'm Norbert Fernand Roberts, a member of the Executive Committee of the Cape Town Central Community Police Forum. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Wilk Amater from Kosovo Council of Conor.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Kenneth Kotan from Social
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gundwila from Punapal.
Morning, I'm Craig O'Sullivan from Punapal.
Good morning, I'm Eva Lerner from PNG.
Morning, I'm Lucky Father, member of the
committee. Thank you very much. Now we know who's who. Let's start with the business. Honourable members, discussed at our last meeting for 2 days, a very important day we're going to do this morning, the preparations for this afternoon's first interaction with it, entity that we are looking at the South African Police Service. We will run the session until 11 o'clock, and I just want to call on the presenters, factual, speak to the issues, because we must at 11 o'clock start with civil society and the unions. ISS Southfield Popco, they will have an hour and a half. We will then break for lunch at 12:30. At 13:30 we will be back, and then we will have the Minister of Police, and then the top management of SAPS with the budget. Maybe just to indicate that also tomorrow, afternoon 13:30 to 5 o'clock, we will continue with SAPS, and then on Friday morning, we will also spend some time with SAPS, if not finished on Thursday, and we will deal on Friday with the independent police investigation. So that's our plan, game plan for the week. Maybe just to indicate also to the new members, we gave them a bundle last week, a lot of meaning we do, but there is excellent questions also for this afternoon. If you go through the SAPS presentation that was included in the fact, these excellent questions. So, you know, maybe it's your first time in the portfolio committee, that is a very good guide, you know, to take things forward. But we will, without further ado, we will immediately start with the briefing by the support staff, and I will give over to the content advisor, Mr. Kevin Kims, about the police sector analysis. Thank you.
Kevin McKee. I have only a few minutes and I'm going to go through the presentation. I put up the mandate of inspectors department that we do in the interview. One is the South African police said the constitutional mandate is to prevent combat and investigate crime, to protect and serve the inhabitants of the public and their property, and three is uphold and enforce the law. ISIS, the independent police investigative service, to ensure independent oversight over the South African police service and the Metropolitan Police Service, to conduct independent and impartial investigations of identified criminal offences allegedly committed by Minister Stutt and the Municipal Police Service. Four is to promote proper police conduct. The civilian secretary for police, the technical advisor to the minister, but they must provide the policies, findings and evidence-based procedures and policy advice. They must also develop and build strategic partnerships in the fight against crime, and they must strengthen the national dialogue and relationship on safety and crime prevention, and then initiate policy-driven legislation on police and security. The only agency that we deal with is the private security industry regulatory authority. There is to regulate the private security industry to prevent combat and investigate crime, exercise effective control over the security service providers in the public and the national interest, and exercise effective control of security service providers in the interest of national security. Here I've taken an opportunity just for the members and benefit, if anybody wants to do training, just to talk a bit about some of the key performance when you're looking at that budget, when you talk about impact, outcomes, output, activities, is often in the budget, what it means. And this will be from National Treasury. The inputs is that what we use to do the work, start at the bottom, it's the resources that contribute to the production and the delivery of output. The activities is the process or actions that you arrange of inputs to produce the desired output and ultimately the outcome. That is what we do, the activity. The output is what we produce or deliver. And those are the final products or goods or services produced or delivered, producing services. The outcomes are the medium-term results for specific beneficiaries that are the consequence of achieving those specific outputs. And that is what we wish to achieve. What we aim for are the impacts, the developmental results of achieving specific outcomes. And so we use those terminology when we are examining budget and we're looking at the budget statement checklist. For the committee's purpose, all departments have to undergo strategic planning process and how the annual performance plan fits for those particular processes. You'll see after the major elections is those are the fifth, the election period 2009, 2014, and then there will be one in 2019. There's an electoral cycle, and there will be a five-year election mandate just completed. And we will have a strategic plan for each of those departments, each of those five-year cycles. The strategic planning is a five-year, a longer-term view of what will be done. And then you have the plan and budget. So you have the annual performance plan that flows from your strategic plan, and that is done every year, completed every year by the department. It will be in-year reporting, and there will be quarterly reports that the department normally submits to the committee. Here, some of the budget planning tools that we use on a regular basis in the committee. We talk about the strategic plan that we have already set out the departmental policy priorities, projects and programs over the five-year period. The annual performance plan sets out what the department is going to do over the upcoming financial year and during the MPF, the medium-term strategy plan and the implement strategic plan. We do it in budgets. And then the budget sets out what funds are allocated to deliver projects and programs and are linked to the strategic plan and the annual performance plan. So this information purposes is important for members that haven't used this process before. Just for the sectoral analysis, a snapshot of SAPS on the blockchain. If you look at the budget of SAPS last year for 68 billion, for 2013, for the 2013-14, 72 billion has been allocated to 72.5 billion, 2014-15, 76 billion, and 2015-17. accepted over 197,400,950 and although there are 199,059 allocated votes, one national commissioner, 33 deputy national commissioners, 11 divisional commissioners, 9 provincial commissioners, that constitutes the top management of SAPS. And I thought this would be useful. There's 51,000 vehicles, 730 vehicles, that may change happen in total. And that's spread across 1,154 police stations across the country. That budget is broken up into 5 key programs. Those 5 key programs is administration, visible policing, detectives, crime intelligence, protection and security. Those are that is a snapshot of the tax structure. Some of the key issues I thought that the committee just wanted to take note of is the national development plan is now government policy. And there are clear proposals for changing that the NDP recommends. One is to strengthen the criminal justice system. Chair, if you don't mind, I won't go into detail of each one. Two is make the police service a professional. That is very, very important. Three is demilitarize the police service. Four is build safety using an integrated response. And five is build community participation in safety. So for each of these recommendations, there are quite a lot of steps that must be taken for staff to comply. The question of increasing the reports of police brutality and incidents towards the end of last year, and it is something that the committee must pay attention to, how reports of brutality by staff members is being dealt with by the national level. Some legal matters for the committee's attention that will affect the committee. The DPCI legislation was the subject matter of the Constitutional Court judgment. The matter is back in the Constitutional Court. The changes to the legislation that the committee has made was challenged in the Western Cape High Court. And in December last year, there was a judgment delivered. We indicated that certain sections of the South African Police Service Convention is unconstitutional. Those sections, the Constitutional Court has now confirmed, and I think that outcome will be in August of this year. Then there's other matters. One is the outcomes of the Crime Check Commission on inquiry, which is going to be ought to expect will have implications for police policy. Similarly, the Parliament Commission inquiry will also have implications for the policing policy in the longer term, which I suppose the Department of South Africa. Chair, there's also the element of corruption and criminality in the steps. If you voted for last year, there was the outcome of an investigation or an audit into police criminality. The National Minister at the time indicated that there were 1,148 police officers that were under investigation. Just over 1,000 of them were dismissed, and that ruling by the staff management was taken under review by POP Crew, and they won that case in the Labour Court. So that presented a challenge for staff management, and maybe they were to talk to how they get to do this and vote for it. Then there are some leadership changes in staff last year, the committee was afraid. That the leadership structure the deputy national commissioners will be reduced from 5 to 2, that was before the committee, and that will now be cascaded to provincial level. Some of the key issues emanating from in the tax environment are our budget review and recommendation report, and our legacy report, and some of the budget analysis. Is the supply chain management, the sector project, which IT related project, that investigation was to be finalized in the civil committee. The team anticipated the 2030 budget by 0.4%. When we say 0.4, it sounds small, but if you look at the figures, it's 252 million rand. The inability of SAP to complete both these projects, targets on time, both in other future structures to achieve the budget upon 2 million. But on the third quarter, we spent 28% of that budget, which is 354 million. There's also slow spending when it comes to the integrated justice program modernization. There was a low expenditure at the end of the third quarter, and there's a department becoming a target of establishing a total of 900 million by the end of March 2013. Other issues, Chair, was the Audit General identified report, and the rule stated that there was a massive liability of information to verify the liability of achievements when it came to drug seizure. Illicit drug seizure, 24% of it, and 54% of the cases for illicit vehicle confiscation. The detection rate for serious crimes were not achieved. The processing for the time to warranty and the expected review backlog as a result of the DNA legislation that has been implemented. Crime intelligence. The attainment of targets within the 2000s did not translate to effective for the detection of crime, especially violent crime. Security clearances were a major issue. and the committee noted that the police must deal with making sure that there should be proper security clearances for all members. And then the committee pledged to look at the issue of semi-official funds, which was used for the establishment of the Park Police University. The IGS, CGS, criminal justice revamp, the implementation of the e-government has not shown the desired results, and the monitoring of the system must be a priority for the specific committee. Also, one of the big problems on the oversight business is the resources, and discussed that the resource and allocation guide should be reviewed and compiled with research that is conducted by the Secretary of the National Stability Service for Police. We still are waiting that report, Chair. The committee should also address issues relating to the findings of the police inspectorate. A special hearing was planned for the police inspectorate, and we did not have that hearing, Chair. And then restructuring and changes in senior management echelon has occurred at the time without consultation. The committee was subsequently appraised of the changes. But the committee did ask that the police appraise this committee prior to the structure of the conference. Now, key issues for the civilian secretary. The civilian secretary of police has become a very great department in April 2014, and that influence will come separately, except for this year, but before we come forward by that. Even though it's been said, the tabling of the SAPS Act is overdue and awaited. The legislation establishing the directive for harassment and crime investigation is a subject matter of a constitutional court challenge. I indicated that in early August 2014. The under-expenditure of the secretariat is something that should be monitored. As in the 2013 annual report, they reported an under-expenditure of 53% or 20 million rand. And then the secretary is undertaking research into the resource allocation guide. We also await those to the findings, Chair. Also, the question of vacancies. Should college vacancies order to finalize the required legislation. And they should also provide us with the sites where the 44 community service borders have been established. Chair, briefly on the private security regulatory authority. The receipt of qualified financial audit report for 2012-2013 from the Audit General. The entity also entered the financial year with a deficit and this has raised concerns and questions about its ability to operate as a going concern. The current liabilities exceed the current assets by 4.339 million and serious has accumulated a deficit of 2.148 million. The AG report indicates that the existence of a material uncertainty that may cost significant doubt on the public entity's ability to operate as a going concern. And the irregular expenditure of 77 million was incurred during the financial year 2013, which is a large increase from the previous year, and is largely received not following the fiscal of the 2008. And in material losses, the amount of 53.06 million were reported as a result of items to recover the trade receivables. That figure for 2012 is 62 million, and 2.4 million. Then for IPIS, one of the most serious issues therefore, I believe the understanding of the study practice system, despite the department's question and receiving of print agencies to keep on sustainable attention during the financial year. The second major issue is making the contingent liability of the item on the previous year of the fee. The company owes about a minimum million bank to a company, and the matter remains unresolved. That is because of competition of then the fact that SAP is showing an increase of brutality is a real test for IPA to ensure that SAP is compliant with standards and the national instructions. The committee also then last year recommended that the review of the legal service program that should be undertaken. The committee also needs to monitor that particular program. Towards the end of last year, IPA indicated that they were developing a systemic corruption strategic document, and there was a request that they let that document go. So we also need to await that. The chief has lost them, I think, they are in the process of appointing the provincial head, and that process, I understand, has been finalized as of yet.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chief. I think there's two members that joined us, three members. Maybe he does have to give him an opportunity to introduce himself and tell us a little bit about it. Yes,
thank you, Voorzitter. Ek is Pieter Groenewald van die Vryheidsfront Plus.
Die gentleman kom nog aan.
I think it is important to know, honorable members, that in today's world, that is at a stage of profound change, a world marked by bewildering complexity, and political in the legislative and integrative branches of government, the space is having of bringing technology to bear not only on policy issues, but also on the oversight activity. In fact, as you see, in order for you to play an oversight role effectively and efficiently, to some extent, I do believe that it depends not only on the administrative culture of the people, but also on well-informed, evidence-based research, analysis, and policy perception, which has resulted in this community and in the community of providing. Without any further ado, honorable members, this is the start of my presentation. I will start by making some introductory remarks, then I will go straight to the strategic overview of the department. I will also talk on the predetermined performance targets, the budget allocation for 2014-2015 financial year, key challenges and concerns. But I think this few comments need to be in order before I can start with my presentation. This is just a summary of the budget analysis. So ideally, I would expect that questions regarding specificity of the budget could be in the government to serve. The presentation is aimed at providing an analysis of the 2014-2015 adoption policy. However, the focus will be on the following aspects: alignment of the strategic plan, annual performance plan, and the budget allocation for 2014-15. The overview of the department should determine second, key concerns, and challenges. I think I'm not going to go there because my colleague Ivan alluded to that. But I think what is important to note, honorable members, is that the department derives its mandate from the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, most especially Section 205, as well as the South African Police Services Act, 15 of 1995. But what is also important to note is that to fully execute the legislative mandate given to this, the department requires all its members to strictly adhere to the first code of conduct. You might recall, some of you members who have been part of the committee might recall that in 2012, the South African Police Service published a revised strategic plan for 2010-2014 with a 4-year time horizon. The strategic plan sought to set the tone and provide the framework for structuring of programs and activities, the allocation of funds, the delivery of improved police services. The strategic plan also sought to synchronize the government's long-term and medium-term strategies with those of the department. The 2010-2014 strategic plan identified the following key operational and organizational priorities for 2010-2014. I'm not going to go into detail in those of organizational and operational priorities. I would urge members to just look at their hard copies. But what is important to highlight is that operational priorities are relating to crime, issues of crime prevention, visible policy, public order policy, professionalism, combating corruption, and forging partnerships with communities, issues of infrastructure, development and development, and specialized in using social capacities, most are related to issues like organized crime and money laundering. In order to ensure success in those priorities, the department also identified three operational priorities, which are human capital development, budget and development, and information systems. Some of the above priorities speak directly to the vision of the South Africa as expanded in the national development plan. For instance, if you look at the issues of safety and security, the NDP position is that by 2030, people living in South Africa should feel free and have no fear of crime. Women, children, and vulnerable groups should feel protected. They should have confidence in the criminal justice system to effectively apprehend and protect the criminals who violate individual and collective safety. Chapter 12 of the MDP proposes key 5 recommendations, of which I've been alluded to those. I won't go into detail in those. They are listed there. In fact, these recommendations of the MDP, they are in sync with the 12 measurable performance outcomes developed by the National Planning Commission in 2010. Those measurable performance outcomes identified in 2010 assess achievements made by the department in terms of service delivery. The 12 outcomes span all government departments and are based on the premise of ensuring value for money. Outcome 3 in particular forms the basis for justice, crime prevention, and infrastructure, which stipulates that all people in South Africa are and feel free. The first strategic plan for 2010-2014 as part of the JPC charter focuses on outcome 3. And centrally to outcome 3 is the strategic goal of providing police services that will ensure safer communities by firstly reducing the number of all serious crimes, conduct crime and real crime. Secondly, increasing the activities to prevent and combat border crime. Thirdly, increasing the percentage of court ready to care for all serious crimes, conduct crime, and real crime. And lastly, increasing the condition rate for all career time, quarter time, and youth time. And pursuant to the realization of strategic outcomes and to the attainment of the NDC goals, 89 annual targets and performance indicators were developed in the 2014-2015 annual development plan. Those targets were developed for the five key governmental programs, which is administration, business and policy, protective services, crime intelligence, protection and security services. But I think what is of concern is that program 3 and 4 are having very poor performance indicators. It's very worrying that crime intelligence only has 7 performance indicators, and protection security services only has 3 performance indicators. The 2014-2015 annual performance plan lists a total of 31 training priorities, and the following is a selection of training priorities identified by the department. This is not an exhaustive list, and I'm not going to go into detail. It is still there, so members can just have a look in their hard copy. Added to the aforementioned training priorities are the following specific deadlines by the budgetary provisions for 2014-2015. In this current financial year, the department wants to spend its allocation budget on uniform, going to purchase weapons, going to spend on ammunition, basic services at police stations, building rent at police stations, furnishing and expanding the victim service facilities, and also on the high schools and buying specialized equipment. But I think the community should really find out how many and which politicians not have rent for access to hospital people at the moment, and how much that rent will cost. The department should really indicate the current status of these projects like Tetra and PKM, for which these projects have been a number of serious concerns, and the community in the fourth parliament raised a number of concerns regarding these two projects. So the community should really focus on those and the deadlines on those two projects. And the department should explain the current status of the ADL contract and whether the delay in signing the extended contract has any financial implications. Coming to the 2014-2015 total allocation for the department. The budget allocation for the department in this financial year is 2.5 billion, which is a nominal increase of 3.7 billion compared to 68.7 billion adjusted appropriation received in the last financial year. And considering the inflationary cost, the budget shows a real decrease of minus 0.75%. And then in terms of professional budget allocation effects of the program, as you can see, the program 1 administration received 15.3 billion in the current financial year as compared to 14.5 billion in the 2014 financial year, for which this represents a decrease. And visible policy in this program shows that received 67 billion, that are 35 billion in 2014 financial year. And the program did. Program 3 detective services received 15.2 billion, which is also an increase compared to 13.5 billion received last year. In program 4, crime intelligence, the department received 2.8 billion, and this is also an increase when compared to 2.7 received in the last financial year. And program 5, they received 2.0 billion, which is 1.9 billion. In the last And then as shown in that table, you will notice that proportional allocation for programs remains relatively the same, even though there is some few changes, but they remain relatively the same. Program 2 continues to receive the bulk of the budget allocation for the company, and Program 3 is visiting policy. So it constitutes the bulk of the budget allocation for the department at 51%. The administration program is allocated the second largest proportion of the budget at 21.7%, followed by the detection services, which is in the third place. The time intelligence program receives the least proportional allocation with 2.9%. And this means the protection and security service program, the smallest proportion allocation with only 2.8% of the total budget. It is important, honorable members, to note that there were some few changes in the 2014-2015 budget. If you look at Program 1, administration, that program received an allocation of 15.3 billion. And this really represents a real decrease of 0.7% compared to the adjusted appropriation of 15.5 billion in 2013-2014. The administration program receives the second largest increase of all the five governmental programs. And Program 2, which is visitor policy, received an allocation of 67 billion in 2014-2015. And then if you go to Program B, detection services, you will notice that an allocation of 2.4 to 2.4 billion was allocated to the program. And Program 4, which is time intelligence, it received an allocation of 2.8 billion for the current financial year. And Program 5, which is protection and security services, received an allocation of 2 billion. And in terms of economic classification, the allocation for current payments in 2014-2015 funding budget was 8.9 billion. The slight increase from 55.8 billion that was allocated to the government during the 2014 funding budget. And the following key issues can be highlighted in that allocation. Compensation to employees, the allocation for compensation to employees increased from 1.2 billion to 4.2 billion. And the allocation to goods and services, the total allocation to that program in 2014-2015 is 14.7 billion compared to 13.8 billion allocation in the last part of the year. And that also represents a mean percentage increase of 0.1%, of which allocation to computer services increased from 2.9 billion in 2013-14 to 2.9 billion in 2014-15. And the allocation to internet advertising increased slightly from 29.1 billion to 31.4 billion. Allocation to batteries increased also from 2.3 billion to 2.4 billion. And allocation to operating inputs increased slightly in 2014-2015 with an allocation of 2.3 billion compared to 2.3 billion in 2015. And allocation to entertainment increased from 1.5 billion in 2015 to 1.6 billion in the current year. So is the allocation to consultants and professional services. I think the committee should really ask the reason for increasing allocation to the advertising. Which programs actually are going to be advertised and for how much? And does that include, you know, advertising for the game position? The committee should also ask about the reason for increasing allocation for the operating issues. Does that mean that the department plans to release new paintings? Allocation to entertainment increased from 1.5 billion in 2015 to 1.6 billion in 2015. So I do believe that really the community should find out why and for whom the allocation for entertainment has been. And all part of the allocation to provide and professional services increase relative to 2015-2016. So does that mean that the department is expecting more increase of sales against the industrial financial year? That is the question that they have to answer. If the increase is good, we will fix infrastructure for our German plan for the construction and agricultural and if that is the case, the department will request a list of all the police issues that will be constructed for upgrading in the current financial year. According to the 2014 and based on the department's strategic plan and the annual settlement plan, the spending focus over the medium term will be on building and upgrading physical resources, capital infrastructure, and professionalizing the police institutional development and enhancing the department's IPC system as part of the criminal justice program and modernization program. Those are the things in progress that were highlighted in the media, the things that make us the same. And I think the community should ask whether they increase in the building of these infrastructure support by so much part for protection and upgrading of police station that can be taken to the 2015. The committee will also ask how the department will deal with the recurring issue of non-performance by contractors as indicated in the study for people. There's also a serious concern that the department is not spending incremental amount of on the interpretation system program. So I think that also needs to be highlighted during the presentation. The committee should also ask the department to explain what steps will it take to ensure that this system is a quality program is improved within this financial year. And then in terms of the program analysis, if you look at program one, you will notice that the total allocation for this program is administration was 2.3 million. And that represents the real percentage of 0.7% compared to other total population of 16.5 million. This program as you can see is the second largest increase of all the five political programs. And then in terms of that program allocation, the largest allocation is in the administration program. The main in the corporate stage is that program, which receives 98.7%. The reason for such a large allocation to that staff program are firstly to sustain the corporate support, functions such as human resources, supply chain management, and project services. Most of the recent financial period, the staff program will receive additional allocation of improved conditions of services and the upgrading of clerical tools. The growth in expenditure on compensation of employees is also due to the projected increase in the program staff complement from 36,000 in 2013 to 37,000 over the medium term. The significant increase of allocation in the management program is attributed to an increase in the staff establishment and additional funding required by the CBA Secretary since as the budget for the CBA Secretary in this current financial period will still remain the same as according to the 2014-2015 EPP, the significant increase in spending in the CBA Secretary program was due to the shifting of some functions that was previously executed by FED and the independent police investigative directory. And I believe that the department should elaborate on the expansion of employee wellness and health concerns. The department should explain why the budget allocated to program to be able to target impact relative to conventional accreditation available in Pakistan. The department should also provide the current number of orders directors in the department and also the time frame in which the order directors will be replaced. The partition of the fund and admission is listed as a deadline allocation as well as all the time frame in general. As such, the department should indicate the strategic allocation of partition of the fund and admission. Another question is whether the increase in buildings and fixed infrastructure is caused by earmarked funds for the construction and upgrading of police stations as indicated in the 2015. The committee should also ask why the department will deal with the recurring issue, how the department will deal with the recurring issue of non-performance by contractors as indicated in the 2015. Budget allocation for visible policy, which is program 2 of the department, was 37 billion in 2014-2015. This represents a real percentage increase of 0.4% compared to the actual appreciation of 35 billion in 2015-2016. The visible program receives the largest increase of all the 5 departmental programs. The allocation of 37 billion to this program constitutes 1% of the department's total budget for this current financial year. And in nominal terms, budget for this program increased by 5.6%, while the real economic change show a decrease of 0.8%. As shown in the table for the intent of that program, a new sub-program called facilities was added in this current financial year, bringing the number of sub-programs to 4 as compared to 3 programs in 2015-2016. The facilities sub-program provides for office accommodation, purchase, and related expenditures to involve the Department of Public Works, such as payments for operating leases. All the sub-programs received an increased allocation in 2013-2015. Sub-program 2, which is time prevention, received slight increase in allocated funds. It was allocated 29.3 billion in this current financial year, compared to 27.7 billion in 2013-2014. However, this is the real percentage decrease of 0.49%. But it remains the largest program in this report and receives 79.1% of all the program funds. That program two, which is border security, receives 1.6 billion in 2014-15 compared to 1.5 billion in 2013-15. However, allocated funds decreased in real terms by 0.8%. That program specialized intervention was allocated fund of 2.7 billion in 2014 and this increased to 2.7 billion in this current financial year. That program facility was allocated 2.2 billion in this current financial year. And I think it's important to highlight that several areas for prioritizing and identifying the 2013-2015 for within our program two, which is a policy. This includes the following police access points, better integration of better policing, organization of crime prevention functions, victim support program, and the implementation of the domestic violence act. Investment in capital equipment and specific focus on structures in terms of corrective strategies. According to the 2014-2015, the department intends to finalize the implementation of the minimum sector policy requirements still the remaining 185 of the 1,175 public issues. But I do believe that the committee should ask the department to link or identify those 185 public issues. The department should also be commended, I do believe that it should be commended for including a performance indicator for social policy, because if you look at last year, 2022, there was no performance indicator on that or social policy. The registration of a target for the percentage of police issues rendering a victim frame status in a single place, sexual offenses and abuse is also especially welcome. The department should also be commended for taking into consideration the committee's recommendation by adding the target on the shoulder of illegal and unlicensed importunities. The department should be commended for taking into consideration the committee's recommendation by adding the target, which were omitted in the last financial year, on the Ronald Tracy. The department should equally be commended for adding target to intensify fight against crime, against vulnerable groups, and include women, children, and the elderly. As shown by Vice Chancellor, the detective safety program assumes the real percentage increase of -1.46% in this financial year. And some programs, crime investigations, specialized investigations, and crime report centers assume slight increases, while foreign research laboratories start program allocation was increased. And then sub-total and target investigation is increased, the largest allocation within the main program budget. The allocation increased from 9.6 billion in 2013-14 to 10.2 billion in this financial year. However, this represents a real percentage increase of 0.68%. And that program signed the cost center allocation increase from 1.8 billion in 2013-14 to 1.9 billion. And I do believe that the community should seek clarity on the reasons behind the third collective decrease in allocation to the foreign direct service laboratory, which is that program too. And given an allocation increase for specialized investigation, the committee should inquire about the number of cases trained on specialized areas, such as organized crime and money laundering. The budget allocation for 2014-15 shows a slight nominal increase from 2.7 billion in 2013-14 to 2.8 billion in this current financial year. However, this is a very specific decrease of 0.84%. That program, Crime Intelligence, the allocation for this program increased from 1.1 billion to 1.21 billion. And that program, Intelligence and Information Management, the allocation for this represents a real specific decrease of 1.82%. It is important for members to know that the following issues. In this program, the number of girls was decreased from 8,923 in the last financial year to 8,221 in 2013-2014. And it's projected to remain at this level over the medium term. The spending focus over the medium term is on maintaining overall personnel capacity and aligning functions between the organizational structure of the crime intelligence division, which is currently under review. According to the 2014 annual settlement plan, used to by agencies in South Africa, the bulk of this program budget is spent on compensation of employees, mainly in the intelligence and information management structure. The protection and security training program remains the smallest program for our class and receives less than 3% of the funding total budget. And the budget allocation for this program increased from 1.9 billion to
Allocation over the medium term will allow the government to increase the capacity of the presidential protection service. And in conclusion, I do believe that in this current financial year, the focus should really be on expenditure delivery between several projects like the ICC project, including the similar statistics in region and undertaking the CCC. And this project has been ongoing for some time now. I think it will be that according to that, the development could really fast track, you know, the conversion of this project. And I do believe that if the department is to contribute towards realization of NDP goals, Thrive must be made to reduce more resources for infrastructure development, time, education, and children. Volatility, training of officers for equal quality and professional police services. The focus should also be on the investigation services because investigations are very important and form a crucial part of the mandate of staff. So the focus will then be on investigation services over the. And this program is really been struggling to achieve that type of I do think that really efforts should be dedicated on ensuring that the program do meet its targets. On digital policy, I do believe that digital policy is a front line of political intervention and needs to attend a big mandate if the negative perceptions towards policy, which are currently experienced as a change. To this end, training and recruitment of policy must lead to the victory. Before I ensure that the department employs only the best to help countries, to help communities. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Mbani. I think you can be excellent to take the last vote.
Thanks, Chief. So just to interrupt your conclusion, I just wanted to ask if I could ask a question of clarity from Mbani.
So are we going to deal with all the briefings and then get on that? We need to go to the ITEP project analysis.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson, Honourable Members. Even though the Federal Committee will only deal with the ITEP on Friday, the story takes place. All day. On some members, if you look at the RTI and its relation to the National Development Plan, you can easily see how it relates to each other. The aim of the ISO is to ensure independent oversight over the SAP and the municipal community service, and to conduct independent and impartial investigation of identified offences allegedly committed by members of the SAP and the municipal community service, and make the appropriate recommendations. And looking at the National Development Plan, Chapter 12 of the NEP calls for the creation of such a community by 2030. The NEP recommends that all mandated oversight bodies should monitor adherence to professional ethics and should recommend sanctions when necessary. In line with the NEP, the director starts with the promotion of a transparent and accountable view to this through the investigation and also to create and have been released by the community. On the list, specifically, I just want to take you to the historic overview of the items. The ISO Act number 1 of 2011 came into operation on the 5th of April 2012. The Act basically changed the ISO from the independent complaints directorate, and the Act narrowed the scope of investigations done by the investigative directorate. Section 28 of the Act states 8 broad categories that the ISO must investigate. These are all deaths in police custody, secondly death as a result of police action, thirdly the discharge of an official firearm, fourthly the rape by a police officer whether on or off duty, fifth the rape by any person while in police custody, sixth torture and or assault by a police officer, any corruption within the police service, and any other measures being set by either the executive director, the provincial agency, or the minister of police. Since the establishment of the ISO, the key challenge was the establishment of the director and the misalignment of the budget, the organizational structure, and priorities of the director. Most visibly, the ISO had an understated compensation of employees' budget and inflated food and services budget. It had a 50% allocation to each certain payment account, and in this we'll see with that also. In the department, the personnel executive mandate is normally distributed fairly between the personnel staff and the operational staff. As a result of the misalignment, the ISO did not appoint additional investigated, and thus they had a slight shortage on filling the needs of this mandate. However, the misalignment was rectified in 2015, the government budget, and they currently have roughly 70% of the entire budget allocated to the compensation of employees. Take you to the fourth section here of the items for the past financial year. And it's very important, actually crucial, to monitor the quarterly expenditure of the department. That gives a very good indication towards the fact that a department is about to overspend or underspend on certain items. And then it gives you time to intervene and propose corrective measures for their department. For the ISO, it is continuously underspending on its allocated budget. In the first quarter, it only spends 19.1% of its budget. Treasury has a benchmark set for 25% expenditure at the end of the first quarter. So members can see that 19.1% is a significant amount. In the second quarter, the director spends 38.8%, which is well below the subject of policy by Treasury. And third quarter, the director spent the 50% of its budget, which is also well below the 75% of the policy by the National Treasury. Honourable members, two different. At the end of the fourth quarter, which is the end of the financial year, the director only spent 88.1% of the budget, which is still below the 30% mark of 10% of your allocated budget by the end of the financial year. The others only spent 191.2 million of the 115.9 million budget and allocation, which leaves 25.78 million and unspent at the end of the financial year. The director spends about 80% of on compensation of employees at the end of the financial year, which leaves roughly 20% unspent. So I mean, just say that the compensation of employees is the largest item of unspent for the directors, and this is mostly due to the fact that the directors is struggling to expose its vacant post mostly for investigators. The item spent quite good on the building services account at the end of the last financial year, and they spent 99.9% on this account. However, the director spent 121.2% of their budget allocation on payments for capital assets, which is 31% other things. Members should note that at the end of December, which is the third quarter, the item spent 66%, or 2.031 million, of their allocation towards payments for capital assets. The first 9 months of the financial year, and they then spent 2.007 million in the last 3 months. Almost the same spent in the last 3 months of the first 9 months of the financial year. Now this can mean one of two things: either be bad planning, or it could cause fiscal dumping and members, just to state, at the end of the fourth quarter, the largest unspending is noticeable under the real tax program in change spending since 5.9% Program 2, which is the core program of the director, Investigation and Information Management, spends 84.03% of the allocated budget. And Program 1, Administration, spends 94.5% of the allocated budget. On your members, to look at the current financial year budget allocation towards the IFAC, they were allocated a total of 234.7 million rand, which is 8.2% increase. Program 1, Administration, received an allocation of 73.2 million rand. This is a decrease of 17.1% compared to the previous financial year. Program 2, Investigation and Information Management, received a total of 151 million rand. This is an increase of 24.6% compared to the previous financial year. The research program, Legal Services, received an allocation of 5.7 million, which is an increase of 36.6%. And the FOX program, Compliance Monitoring and Stockholder Management, received an allocation of 4.7 million rand. This is an increase of 67.8 million rand. Honourable members, looking at the proportional budget of allocation of the other budget, it is clear that the Program 2, Investigation and Information Management, is the all broken off the department, and we see 64.4% of the other allocations. The investigation and information management program is largely supported by the legal services component as the legal services program provides guidance, legal advice to investigators during all their investigations. The program one administration received the second largest allocation, followed by the legal services program, which received 0.4% of the director's basic allocation, and the number four, which received only 2% of the allocation. We wish to note that the compliance monitoring and stakeholder management program is a newly established program of the IFAS. It is now standalone. The stakeholder management component of this program was previously incorporated in a different sub-program. However, this small analysis is sufficient to have a standalone program on this issue. Honourable members, the IFAS listed about 11 procedures for honesty in the annual performance plan for 2014-15. Just some key comments on the procedures for honesty. The committee should engage in their directors on the establishment of the legal competence forum. Members should note that the state and legislative requirements for the IFAS to establish the by director had also a time plan for when the forums will be established and also what the constitution of the forums will be. The committee should also question why the implementation of recommendations and the improvement of the quality of recommendations are not listed as a priority for the IFAS, as this has been a continuous concern for the committee over the past couple of years. The directors should provide details on the methodology and the plan to use the interim or key into policy development within the fact and supporting service through the recommendation. The directors should provide timeframes for the establishment of the integrity and protection units and with this will be towards the end of the medium term. We have also the IFAS presentation that we'll deliver on Friday states that the integrity inspection unit will be two separate units, one in the entity expected to be one combined unit, and we just engage the directors on the inspection material. Also, the directors should expand on the plan review of the delegation of functions in terms of human resources and finances, and whether this will include the proper delegation of powers to the provincial head of the IFAS. In the past, most, if not all, of the managerial decision-making functions were centralized at the head office. Also, the IFAS states that they will broaden the footprint of the directors. And the members should engage IFAS on whether this will include the building or establishment of satellite offices throughout the country, and especially in the recent cases, which is the only problem that I have, a satellite office, and also to prioritize these offices in the rural areas to bring the services closer to the rural communities. Honourable members, just looking briefly at the performance indicators, targets and budget for the program of the directors. Program 1, administration, included the target to bring the vacancy rate below 10%. It should be noted that this that the current vacancy rate of IFAS is 12.6%, and even 10% is still a bit high, and the other to maybe lower this or improve the target to be lower than 20%. the directors also included a retention policy. They should elaborate on this policy and when the policy will be concluded and also implemented, because the director struggles with the loss of new personnel. There's also concerns regarding the last number of internal promotions of female directors, which enters the current delivery of the director. The subcontract for corporate services, the budget increased from 51.1 million to 33.0 million in the financial year, compared to the previous financial year, and that's to reduce real receipts of 41.01 million. The committee should also engage Nina Kuki has investigation and information management program, which is the report program of the director. It's a concern that the director removes the target for feedback report on the outcome of investigation for 30 days. I think that this was an important target and the committee should request an explanation for the removal of the target. A target in 2013 was established for facts to be registered and allocated to Indian schedules within 48 hours at any time. However, in the 13-14 financial year, the target was increased to 72 hours to cover the influx of facts. However, the target remains to 72 hours. The turnaround time and the aim of the directors should be to continuously improve on its performance, and the target should possibly be taken back to 48 hours. And the budget allocation for the sub-program investigation management grew from 1.63 million in 2013-14 to 4.24 million in the 14-15 financial year, which reduced its increase of 144.2%. And the investigation for the sub-program received an allocation of 141.962 million in 2014-15, and this is a portion of 93.7% of the sub-program and the committee should engage the directors on how this will be rectified, as is the full program of the directors. Looking at legal services, the program provides legal advice and guidance to investigators during investigations. They have a total of 90% of legal opinions provided within 1 working day. They also have a total of 90% of legal advice provided to investigators within 24 hours. And the legal opinion is written and the legal advice is verbally. They also have a target to purchase 100% of the pollution powers for investigators within 5 days. And the investigation advisors for the stock program, the budget increased from 1.5 million to 2.2 million, and it's almost a 40% increase. This program had a very significant unpaid inequity clause in the financial year, and it's been 5 weeks. And the committee should engage the director on this. Looking at the legal service program, compliance monitoring and stakeholder management, it's now standalone unit and the program of the strategy. The intention of the strategy to measure both the implementation of IT regulations as well as the quality thereof. It should be welcomed by the committee. This was on the existence of the portfolio committee of the new series of the requirements, and the $225,000 in the 2014 financial year, which means to $7 million in the current financial year, which is a real increase of
what is the figure that you mentioned? Because I thought I know it to be 143. Thank you.
Thank you very much. But we think we will be back at the morning or to be able to start the interviews. Thank you very much.
Everyone loves acronyms.
Like, not the PNG or anything like
that. I'm sorry?
Yeah,
oh, so, well, they needed up the monitors, so I,
We're going to be coming to all the people that can use the arrangement.